Hey, we all need a good laugh.
And Stephen James, director and producer of The Goonolas, that's G-O-O-N-O-L-A-S, live variety show, is promising to deliver clean comic fun.
The name comes from The Goon Show, which was a very, very popular radio show in Britain in the 1950s. In fact, it was so popular that just about everybody in Britain used to listen to it. And it's become very popular around the world also. So we decided to recreate the comedy of that era. And being that we live in New Orleans, Louisiana, and all the participants of the show are local, we decided to call it the Goonolas.
Stephen James, Bill Lee, and Greg Beaumont are the Goonolas, who tip their hats to the slapstick humor delivered by the original members of the Goon Show.
Sadly, the three goons have passed now. They are Spike Milligan, Harry Secombe, who was a wonderful Welsh tenor, and a name that everybody would be familiar with, Peter Sellers. Now, we don't try to emulate those particular actors. We bring our own style and characters to the show.
A variety show celebrating language with comic sketches and songs. Here, British-born James, who fancies himself a wordsmith, is brushing up on this sketch on mispronunciation.
Good evening. I'm squeaking to you tonight as the chairman of the Loyal Society for the Prevention of Pispronunciation, a society formed to help people who can't say their worms correctly. I myself often use the wrong worms, and that is why I was erected charming of the society.
While the recreation of the memory of the Goon Show is at the center of this live radio stage production, the show is laced with local humor and original music.
We have Bill Lee. He wrote a sketch called Where Yat Bank. There's a British person trying to say where yat. You know?
Yeah.
And then Greg Beaumont, who is the third Goonola, he's written a very interesting monologue-style sketch called The Definition of Is.
Is, as in I-S.
As in the definition of, what is the definition of is?
Is.
There's a famous phrase from American history. I also have written various mini-sketches and segues, and also making its debut will be a song which I wrote with our musical director, Sidney Beaumont, called Take Me to the Quarter. And hopefully this is going to become a signature tune for New Orleans in the future. It was conceived very much as a New Orleans blues, soulful bluesy style, which is the way we're going to perform it.
With Sidney Beaumont and the Goonolas Jazz Combo. The original Goon Show, broadcast by the BBC, was a major influence for Monty Python's Flying Circus. Stephen James is hoping his Goonolas, a Pink Hat production, will leave audiences
feeling utterly entertained and refreshed, and they'll want to come back and see it again.
The Goonolas live radio stage production opens this weekend with performances running Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Deutsches Haus, 1023 Ridgewood Drive, Metairie. Doors open at 6 p.m. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.